Keeping your accounts safe begins with secure passwords. And joining us this morning with tips that will keep you a step ahead, digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. Scott, you've been trying to get us to memorize these tips for a long time now, haven't you?
I have. Good morning, Bob. But this is one of those things that we have full control over. You know, if you think about like data breaches where your info gets leaked and falls into the wrong hands, those are things you can't control, but you can control the security of your accounts. And that's what I'm trying to help everyone do.
Okay, where should we start?
First place is start with a strong password, and that means they should be at least 12 characters. They should include a mix of letters, upper and lowercase, numbers, symbols. Now, there's some good news here. It's possible to have passwords automatically generated with a password manager, so you don't need to do it yourself. So that means a good password manager can actually not only store, but also create.
Tell us how you choose a password manager.
It's tough because there are many. I really prefer using the one built into your browser. Safari has one on an iPhone or a Mac. Chrome has one for everything else. Firefox has one. Ultimately, you want to choose based on the features that are important to you. But I'm looking for simplicity here. This is one area where I don't need 100 features. I want to generate a password, I want to save it, and I want to hold it so it automatically pops up the next time I need it.
And what do you say to people who would prefer a password that's easy to remember?
That's where I get into the real talk. That's where I say this process is not about your convenience. In fact, it's often your convenience that makes the password weak, which is why we have so many of those weak passwords like 123456 and ABCDEFG.
By now you'd think we would all realize why strong passwords matter.
And I honestly get it, Bob. You never, ever think that something bad is going to happen to you. But I always have the mind, why wouldn't you assume the opposite? Why wouldn't you take every precaution there is since you can?
So if you use a password manager, do you need to create a backup file for that?
That's a really great question. The technical answer is you probably don't need to, no. However, I'm a big believer in redundancy. I can't think of anything wrong with having another record in case something happens to the one you're using, as long as you make sure that you secure that file and you keep it somewhere safe.
Yeah, I use one on my phone. I can't remember. I think it was an app that we got. And the only thing I have to remember, I'm trying to figure out how to do this, is the password to get into the password manager.
That's key. You can't forget that. That's like the combination lock on the locker. Once you don't have that, you know, you kind of run into trouble.
Right. We're talking with Scott Kleinberg about keeping your digital accounts safe. Scott, what else can we do to prevent becoming a victim?
Sure. Here are two more things. If you're creating your own password, don't use anything easily guessed. Remember, it's possible to find out the name of your dog. Your birthday is public information. You want to avoid all personal information. So your password should not contain any portion of your name or address or phone number. And also, every account should have a different, unique password. I know plenty of people who use the same password and change a single number. So like Bob Surratt 1, 2, 3. Someone interested in testing your security knows this trick. And if they get access to one account, this could give them access to multiple accounts.
Talk about two-factor authentication.
Yeah, very important. That's when you add that extra layer of protection. That's when you enter the password and then you get a text. It means you need the device with you to set up for access. So it takes a couple of seconds to set that up. And while nothing is necessarily foolproof, it's definitely a strong additional step.
And how often do you advise people to update passwords?
Yeah, it's a really great question. People have different thoughts here. It used to be there was this blanket answer that you wanted to update once every 3 to 6 months. I think if you have a super strong password, you can change them less often. But if you have anything that could be easily guessed based on what was mentioned above, you might want to consider changing more often.
And based on what I've heard you say here, you think passwords are going to go away altogether pretty soon, don't you?
I think ultimately, yes. I think we are not that far away from a day where everything is done through your device, which will be absolutely great. We're just not quite there yet.
We talked not too long ago about phishing. How does phishing play into password security?
Well, first, you want to be cautious of emails and messages or websites that ask for your password, and that's where the password security comes in. People who are up to no good are going to use techniques like phishing to wear you down, and it's beyond important that you verify the source before you enter your password, so that is where security all loops up. Check the URL, also check the email address where that email is coming from.
Yeah, that's a big one and an easy one. And before we let you go today, let's look ahead to pass keys. And these are the things that you think will one day replace the passwords, pass keys, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. But to be fair, I always try to set expectations, and that is what I was saying, that we're not quite there yet, but we're on our way. And remember it this way. A password is a sequence of characters that you use for authentication, right? A pass key is a special type of password that requires that additional authentication. So biometrics, meaning your face ID on your phone or your thumbprint, or a security token to access that account or device. So here, you'd absolutely need to have your phone or your tablet with you in order to access that account.
Well, and what are the main things to know about passkeys?
They're really interesting. First, they provide enhanced security. They can be easier to use than traditional passwords, especially if you struggle with coming up with complex passwords, which a lot of us do. Passkeys can be used as part of multi-factor authentication. We just talked about two-factor authentication. This is even more secure than that. But the most important thing about passkeys, they provide better security. They're less susceptible to people intercepting them or stealing them compared to traditional passwords, so there's less phishing. And as technology evolves and cyber threats become more sophisticated, which they do every single day, passkeys become a robust and future-proof solution, at least that's what we're hoping, to secure online accounts and sensitive information.
You can finally stop telling people not to use 123456 for their password now, right?
in theory, but okay. Honestly, Bob, I don't even know if I can do that. I've been saying it for so many years, but I'll certainly give it a try.
The listeners got a lot out of our conversation last week about phishing. There's one text we got. Had the same storage problem on my iPhone, as what you talked about. I couldn't run the most recent update. I had to clear a ton of attachments from my texts. That was a tip that you gave us last week. And for the Genius Bar questions this morning, got a couple of them. First one is, ask Scott if the app WhatsApp is safe to use.
Yeah, WhatsApp is safe to use. Very interesting thing about WhatsApp, it's actually owned by Meta. So Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. The thing about it is it's very much like Facebook Messenger if you use that. But WhatsApp is very, very popular outside of the United States. For it never really caught on here. Doesn't mean that people don't use it here. But outside the U.S., there's some kind of stat where 80% of people use WhatsApp. So it's safe to use. It's encrypted. It's there's nothing wrong with using it. It's just a different set of circumstances where people use it. A lot of people who stay in touch with people outside of the country from within the U.S. choose to use WhatsApp as a main source of messaging.
And a question about phishing. Because this is a nationwide problem, why can't a company create a program that will review all emails or texts and determine what is legit or not?
You know, that is probably one of the best questions I've heard in a long time. That's a really good point. That could be a $1 million idea. I think the honest reason why that may prove difficult, though, is cyber thieves are so good at what they do, and they're so good at keeping up with things that it's hard to get that past. But I will say, in the world of AI, where we're able to do really amazing things with computers, that could be something that actually does happen. I'm all for that.
Scott Kleinberg, always interesting. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday, Scott.
Take care, Bob. Thank you.